What up, everybody? Welcome to episode 175.
Yeah.
Of Benjamin Drinking Podcast. I'm Dustin.
Yo, it's Nate Dog here. Yeah, it's 175.
I forgot.
Welcome back. Hope everyone's doing well. And if you don't have Corona, if you do, good luck with that.
You'll probably survive.
Maybe.
There's like a 99.999% chance you'll be fine.
Not true at all.
Yes, huh?
Not true.
Yeah.
It's more like 90%, but...
90%?
Yeah.
No, that's not true at all.
It's probably that. You will probably die of it, but...
No, you won't.
Most likely you will.
You most likely will not.
Probably.
You're more likely to get struck by lightning than you are to die from the coronavirus.
I mean, it could probably happen, though.
I mean, some people have gotten struck by lightning
multiple times.
Like,
and got coronavirus.
What a sad life.
Oh, man. But they still lived, and then they got hit by a bus, and then they died. It's probably because they weren't wearing the mask.
Wasn't there... I feel like I heard a story recently about somebody that, like, they got cancer, like, three times or something, and they beat it every time, and, like, the odds were stacked against them, whatever, but they finally, like, beat it, and then, like, they died in a car accident or something.
That's possible.
Like...
It's probably...
That's gotta suck.
Yeah. He should have been wearing his mask. You can't get hit by a car if you have a mask on.
Yeah, that's true.
We have a funny... speaking of COVID-19, our dumbass of the week this week is pretty funny.
I thought you said we had a funny asbestos.
A funny asbestos.
Like, is that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this one is called...
Radiohead.
Yeah, so this guy... This was in the UK. This guy... So I think we've talked about before... How there's this conspiracy theory that the coronavirus is actually caused by 5G towers.
Yeah.
By the signal emanating from the 5G towers. So, I guess this guy believed in this theory and he was like, I'm going to be proactive and do something about this. Which, you know, good for him. You see a problem. He saw a problem and then he was like, I have a solution for this problem.
And, yeah.
But, so he decided he was going to burn down this 5G tower that was giving people coronavirus.
He's trying to help people.
So he set the tower on fire, but then it turned out that it was a 4G tower.
Ooh.
And not a 5G tower. And all these people lost phone service. And then he has been sentenced now to 3 years in jail.
Oops.
First, his fire. He was trying to save lives. It didn't work out so well.
And then he made everyone's life a little harder now because now they don't have phone signals. And they're not going to have it now for a while because they got to put a new tower up. It's going to take some time.
Do you heard about the major outage the other day, right?
It was like 2 days ago or yesterday, maybe.
I think it was on Monday, maybe.
Yeah.
Like nobody.
Yeah, it might
they
be
were
Monday.
Saying like T-Mobile, but it was like all the carriers were having outages.
I didn't have any issues with AT&T.
I didn't have any issues with T-Mobile either.
Yeah, I guess maybe like said.
I don't think I tried to call anyone. So if somebody tried to call me, like I guess I wouldn't have gotten it.
Maybe,
but like I had
know.
No problem using like data or anything.
Yeah, yeah, I had service the whole time, so I don't know. I heard there was like an issue though. I read something about it that and I saw some funny
maybe,
like memes. Or
maybe
something.
Somebody was trying to burn down the towers.
Maybe it was that one. They're trying to continue it, the work. So if you're gonna go burn it down, first of all, make sure it's the right tower. Maybe if you're gonna
don't
do
burn
that.
Anything down.
But if you're going to, make sure it's the right thing, and then. No, get ready to go to jail. So,
if you get caught, just don't get caught.
Yeah.
Moral of all these stories that we talk about, all these dumbasses.
Don't get caught.
If you're going to do something dumb, just don't get caught.
Yeah. That's easy that way. Radiohead is the dumbass of the week. That's pretty dumb. That's dumb. What an idiot. Twitter shouts. We have two Twitter shouts this week to give shout outs to, and that is Grim Horror and Jimmy Evans.
What up?
You know, if you want to get a shout-out or something, just tweet us something or do something. Look at what the other guys do, and we'll give you a shout-out. You can do the hidden word or tweet us literally anything, and we'll give you a shout-out. That's how that works. Today's topic's talking about how Domino's is canceled and how Lady Antebellum... Antebellum is now fighting with the real Lady A for the name Lady A.
We'll
episode
call these,
today brought to
we'll
you by
these...
Bud Light Seltzer's Strawberry.
Yeah, I decided, because whenever I've had the seltzer things before, I did not like them. But strawberry is my favorite flavor, and so I just figured that this is, the Bud Light seltzer, and I was like, if I'm going to like a seltzer, this, I will like this one. If I don't like this one, I'm not going to like the seltzer.
But he didn't dip his toes in. He bought like the big ass possible one.
Okay, it was either. So it's these tall boys that are like $2 a piece.
Yeah, they're just hard to finish.
Or I could buy, like, spend $16 on a 12 pack. And I'm like, obviously, this was a smarter choice.
I suppose.
It's either that or spend $16 on something. And if I don't like it, I'll just throw it away.
Yeah, and you probably would still drink it.
I don't know. I'm officially not a fan of the seltzers.
Yeah, they're okay. I mean, like, I like them to a certain extent, but I have to be in the mood. And, like, I usually drink smaller ones. Like, this one's starting to hurt my stomach.
Well,
of all the carbonation.
I guess, but I mean, you drink this much soda. And
not more than much anymore.
But I mean, if you buy like a fountain soda,
yeah,
there's like a this much in it, probably.
I think these have like this more carbonation, I think, because
maybe
the way they are.
Maybe. Oh yeah, because doesn't the sugar like prevent as much carbonation?
So
and these don't have a lot of sugar.
They really don't. It's more just like where's the sugar? There's only 1 gram of sugar. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Instead of like 75 grams.
Yeah,
or whatever.
It's basically just like freaking like soda water.
That is what it is. Just like with some alcohol and flavoring put in.
Yeah, let's see. Water, ingredients. Water, cold fermented cane sugar, natural flavors, cane sugar, citric acid, sodium citrate, malted rice.
That sounds disgusting.
Okay. Anyways, that's what we're drinking. So there's a little insight for that.
Yeah, I don't...
Excuse me, I'm going to burp a lot probably, so...
Oh, gross. I haven't burped.
I'm going to because that's what these make me do.
We'll just push it down.
No, it's bad for you.
It's not bad. It's fine. Yeah. You'll live.
You'll get gastric bubbles and you can die. So
that's not a thing.
Definitely is a thing.
Gastric bubbles?
Yeah. That's why you have to let it out. That's why your body is naturally trying to let it out. Because it's not supposed to be there. The body knows.
Anyways. Long story. Yeah, I don't... I'm officially not a fan of the seltzers.
All right. Well.
There we go. It's decided.
At least you tried. He
I tried like three times.
Yeah, see?
Literally, yeah. I've tried the Trulies.
I would have stopped after the first time. And
I've tried
I didn't
the Trulies.
Like it, but.
I've tried the. Well, and it's just, I guess, because, like, they're so popular. Like, I'm like, they're popular for a reason. They have to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think people like them for, like, they want to still have, like a drink, but they don't want to, like, drink beer. They don't want to drink beer because it's too heavy and too fattening. They don't want to drink, like, alcohol, like liquor, because they're not trying to get, like, fucking wasted or anything. And. Also, liquor is pretty bad and fattening and sugary and stuff like that. So, like, these are popular amongst, like, people who still want to have a drink, but they don't want to, like, all the extra calories and stuff.
So, they don't actually like them.
They like them, probably. They also wouldn't drink them.
I don't know. I don't get it. But, yeah, now I've tried the Truly. I've tried the White Claw. And now I've tried the Bud Light
ones.
Not a fan.
All right. Well, if you're not a fan of... Well, if you were a fan of Domino's, you probably are not now anymore. Because of recent things that happened 8 years ago.
Recent. They recently made some choices 8 years ago.
Yeah.
That ruined.
So right now, and I don't know if it's like a big story. We just saw it. Thought it was pretty funny and stupid. So.
Well, it was trending yesterday.
So Domino's.
And I can't remember the guy's name. I wonder if it's.
So
it
what's
like
the
Rick
press
something.
Secretary's name?
It's Kaylee Macca.
Kaylee Hotness. Okay.
Kaylee Macca something. She is hot. You've seen her, right?
Yeah. She's very hot. The really hot press secretary, Kaylee, the new press secretary who's like 25. But she's like 30. She's our age, so she's like, it's weird seeing her like have that job.
Kaylee McEnany.
Apparently, I don't even know what credentials you would need to have that job, but
she's 32.
Pretty sure she doesn't have them.
No, I mean, I'm sure she has like a college degree and stuff.
Yeah, so does. Okay, anyways. She said something 8 years ago.
She went to Harvard.
She went to Harvard.
Yeah, and Georgetown.
Oh, she had money, didn't she?
She went to Harvard Law School, I guess.
Oh, I stand corrected.
In 2017, she was appointed national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. So that's probably how she got this job, because that's like a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Well, anyway, did she tweet them 8 years ago? Is that what happened?
8 years ago.
So, first of all...
This guy, Rick Wilson...
Yeah.
He's a New York Times number one best-selling author. He's also nuts.
Okay.
Clearly. Because 8 years ago, in 2012, this Kaylee Macca Nunu or whatever
her
name is.
Let me see her name.
It's McEnany.
Hooked on phonics, bro. Come on.
McEnany.
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 Yeah.
Same thing.
McEnany, McEnany, Mac. Probably McEnany. I don't know. Where's the pronunciation? Doesn't they usually have like a pronunciation?
I don't know.
Like here on their Wikipedia page. Sometimes it's on
Quick
there.
Facts.
Quick facts. Kaylee, President Donald Trump. No shit. I guess not. Sometimes it has like their pronunciations, you know.
But no, no.
Well, maybe not. I thought she was a little more attractive than that, but
she's what? She's real hot.
She looks.
She looks like a Barbie doll.
She looks exactly like she just looks like.
She's perfect.
First of all, she looks like a Karen, but
no, she doesn't.
She looks like a huge bitch.
She does not.
Yeah,
either.
She does.
Just because, just you just say that because she's hot, and you think all hot people are bitches.
No, I don't think all hot people are bitches. I know a lot of hot people who aren't bitches, but she just has that like where it's like written on her forehead.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, she tweeted at Domino's Pizza in 2012 saying that their pizza was better than New York pizza. And then
that's a fucking idiot. What, are you stupid or something?
Domino's pizza is really good.
It's not better than New York
pizza. Their crust is like garlicky and delicious.
It's I mean, Domino's pizza is fine. It's just not like what you're gonna, it's not better than like a little pizzeria you're gonna find in New York or something.
It depends on what you're looking for.
Like, I guess.
If you're looking for like really juicy,
looking for like pizza,
flavorful crust, then Domino's is better.
I guess I would. I don't know, like, I like Domino's thin crust better than like Papa John's thin crust, but I don't really don't get. If I order from Domino's, I very rarely get the actual dough pizza. I get thin crust, so just because I like thin crust pizza.
Well, yeah, but if you get like a normal pizza, the crust is so good.
Anyways, she tweeted at them saying
she tweeted at them, "Your pizza is better than New York pizza," and then Domino's tweeted back like, "Thank you. That's a big compliment. We appreciate it."
And that was it. That's all
that
happened.
Literally was the exchange.
Now fast forward to 2020.
So 2020, 8 years later, and this guy Rick Wilson is
a moron.
Dang it! How did I? Where did I? I lost it.
I don't know. Well, this guy Rick Wilson, I guess somehow found this. I don't know how
he found it. But. And then he like quoted their Domino's tweet reply back to her. And he said, "You just ended your brand." And I guess maybe that was his way of trying to cancel them for this tweet. And I don't know, like, how much this extended into his... He was trending yesterday. I don't know how... There were a bunch of replies to his tweet about from people saying they weren't going to eat at Domino's anymore and all this stuff because they support the president, even though this had nothing to do with anything. So it kind of became a thing, but I don't know, like...
But they're not canceled yet.
They haven't officially been canceled, as far as I know.
Because they haven't done anything. All they did was say thank you for someone liking their pizza.
Can't do that. Well, I mean, if they were to do that, if she were to tweet that today, and they replied that to her, they would be in trouble.
Oh,
maybe. But what I thought was really cool was that Domino's tweeted yesterday and said, it was a reply to his tweet about them ending their brand. They said, "Well, it's unfortunate that thanking a customer for a compliment back in 2012 would be viewed as political. Guess that's 2020 for you." So that was cool that they didn't apologize or whatever for not doing anything
wrong. Apologize for...
But you know a bunch of companies would be like, "We're sorry about this, blah, 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 blah."
Yeah.
But they didn't. They were like, "Somebody said they liked our pizza and we said thank you." Like, that was it.
That literally was
like,
it.
What the fuck?
Anyways,
and there's this other one that Rick Wilson digging through 8-year-old tweets hoping to cancel Domino's Pizza for saying thank you to someone.
It's just in
and
a
it's
garbage
some guy
pile.
In a big dumpster looking for shit.
Anyways, yeah, so that's what's going on. But they're not canceled yet, so as of right now, I can still
Well, some people, I guess, have Domino's. Canceled them.
Well, I guess. I don't know.
This one person not said enough. That they were upset because they were going to have to only start eating frozen pizza from the grocery store because Pizza Hut, I guess, donated money to Trump, allegedly, and the founder and CEO of Papa John's is racist.
But he's not the CEO anymore.
He's still founded it, so I don't know. I guess it still counts. And now Domino's thanks Kaylee McEnany
for liking their pizza.
Liking their pizza in 2012. So it's a tough world out there for
people. What are
they
going to do when their grocery store is found doing something Republican? They're not going to be able to buy food.
Yeah, they're just going to have to live off the land. That's why I think the whole, like, there's going to be something that every company does or says, has ever done or said at some point in history that you're not going to agree with. So, like, if you're going to, like, boycott them or whatever for that, then you might as well just, like, go live underground somewhere.
The ground is racist.
It's probably, racist people walked on the ground.
Yeah, therefore,
I mean, and the ground did not open up and swallow them.
Yeah,
the so ground is racist. The ground is racism. The floor is racism.
Anyways, that's Domino's Gate 2012.
Which we already had Pizzagate.
Yeah.
We don't need another one.
This is another one, though. Now, the next one that we're going to talk about is, have you seen the popular pop band Lady Antebellum?
Pop country.
Pop band.
I'll just say their music gets played on country stations almost exclusively, except for the one song from probably about 8 years ago.
Which one?
Need You Now.
Yeah.
It's a quarter after.
That's so old.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's like, that's the one song of theirs that got played on
other radio stations. Oh, yeah.
All their other songs have been only country stations.
Which is weird because they're like, all their songs are like poppy.
This is the same as every other country artist now.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Anyways. What I thought was funny was, if you know who Kelsea Ballerini is, she's a country artist, and she had a single that was being sent to radio, but they did a country mix of the song to send it to radio.
Oh.
I was like, how 2020 for a country singer to have to do a country mix of their song to release it to country radio?
It's so stupid, because there's no such thing as country music anymore.
Country music has, like all styles of music, it's all evolved over time. I mean, Elvis Presley was at one point a rock and roll singer. If somebody came out today and did the same kind of music, they would not be considered, right? They would not be considered rock music, because rock music has moved far beyond what that sound was.
Yeah. Now you have like really bad rock music, like,
and there's lots of good Nickelback, like.
All right, out of everyone, that's just disgusting. That's a slap in the face to this like music.
I still like Nickelback.
They still have one fan.
They have lots of fans.
I think they look at their
social media.
They like their own social media stuff.
Really? Who do they buy all their albums and stream all their music too?
I mean, no one buys albums anymore, so.
Okay, well, I said stream. People download music still sometimes.
Off of Kazaa.
Kazaa. They have 9,236,402 monthly listeners.
Oh, wow.
So, I'd say that's a pretty good following.
I guess. It's all shitty people, but.
You don't know that.
Probably.
That's awkward because I'm one of their streamers.
Well, you're a shitty person, though.
Oh.
So, that's just that's what I have to compare by.
Well, what about how on Spotify, Nate Robles has one monthly listener, and I'm pretty sure that's me.
Yeah.
Because I streamed your song like three times last week.
Like three times. I forgot that was still on there.
So, I guess I'm a shitty person.
I guess that
you have shitty listeners,
I
too.
I have to, like. Oh, definitely. Just because I know the people who listen to it. And
The person.
A lot of people listen to it at work.
I mean, but they're not listening to it now currently.
Oh, no, probably not. I don't have anyone.
It's just me on an island.
I haven't even listened to
that song forever. I'm the only fan.
I forgot that. Damn, that was a long time ago. That was like 12 years ago.
It definitely wasn't. It was more recent. Anyways,
Lady
Antebellum. It was more recent than Kaylee McEnany eating Domino's pizza.
Lady Antebellum recently had changed their name to Lady A because of their racism and their white guilt. Because apparently Antebellum has something to do with like racism and the Confederacy and the Civil War.
I guess from what I understand is that
it's like a style of home.
Antebellum is a specific style of home that was popular before the Civil War.
Yeah.
And I guess before racism ended.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, obviously, we were racist when we had slaves.
Well, we weren't, but.
No, we weren't. We were not racist. We did not own slaves.
Speak for yourself. Although, you're white, I guess, like, Mexicans weren't racist. We didn't own slaves, so I'm good.
I mean, there were even black people that owned slaves.
We were, like, the first slave owners were black people.
Let me just say real quick that people want, like, me to apologize for racism or for my ancestors owning slaves.
Yeah.
I did not own slaves. I'm not going to apologize. I will say I'm sorry that your ancestors were mistreated so badly, because that's
bad.
Obviously no one should be in that position. But I didn't do anything. I never owned slaves. I'm not going to take the responsibility on myself.
Yeah.
To like, have you seen those videos?
Jews still had it worse.
Yeah, they got put in ovens.
Well, and they didn't even get a chance slavery, to be slaves. Slavery. During,
they
like,
were
Egyptian
Jew slaves?
Times.
Oh, well, yeah. But Moses freed them.
Yeah, but then he enslaved them in the desert.
He didn't enslave them in the desert.
He wouldn't let them leave.
Well, where were they going to go?
I don't know, but he would like kill them if they tried to leave.
He did not kill them if they tried to leave.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. Have you seen those videos of It's like white people, I don't even know what the word is for it, but they're like you have these black people that are like standing up, and then you have white people like kneeling in front of them and like atoning for the sins of their whiteness and their ancestors and all this stuff. It is.
I saw one where it was like this one black dude had like his feet, and like white people were kissing his feet.
It's creepy.
That's fucking weird.
Like, honestly, like it's. I find it disturbing. I don't know. It just it really like creeps me out. And I
was kissing his feet. They're like, everywhere, like, oh, this is so powerful. I'm like, what? Kissing some guy's nasty feet?
Like, I think they're trying to take it way too far. I understand. You can't. The thing is, you can't go back in time. All you can do is go forward. So we can either spend all of our time dwelling on things that happened in the past that none of us were alive for and work towards making sure nothing like that happens again in the future and making sure that people are not...
That's what they're trying to do.
But no, but the thing is now that
they keep getting killed for it.
They're trying to make all the white people like take responsibility for things that they never had anything to do with and like feel like they need to atone for that. No. Ugh. I just honestly...
I just want you to take responsibility for your privilege.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's what I hear people say.
I know.
So they don't want you to apologize for your ancestors. They just want you to take responsibility now and for your privilege.
But that's another thing is that people throw all these like vague terms out and like they don't actually mean anything. They don't even know what they mean when they say this stuff. Like actually give me like Ben Shapiro says, systemic racism might be real, but you have to actually give me specific instances that would be considered systemic racism and not just say systemic racism, because I don't know exactly what that means and no one will tell me exactly what that means or give me like specific proof that it exists. They just keep throwing around vague terms, which is true.
But it's a systemic racism. It's there. It's ineffable. It's just there.
But that's what, like, what is an example of it?
Who knows? It's happening all around you. You just can't see it.
What does that mean?
I don't know. These are literal like things I see other people say.
I know, but like whenever you say it, it sounds even stupider.
I'm just repeating what I see on the internet. Like these are what people say. Like I don't
know. So the antebellum was
Lady Antebellum changed their name recently to Lady A.
Because I guess antebellum style homes were
pre-Civil War.
Were associated with slavery or slaves in the past.
And apparently they didn't know that. They just thought it sounded cool.
Well, they said that they named their band after that because they like that was the first place they took pictures as a band.
And they're Southern people, I guess, so they wanted to like have Southern heritage in their name.
And so they liked that, and so I guess they didn't really give any thought to what it actually meant.
Yeah. They also didn't give any thought to their new name either.
Yeah, apparently.
Which
so I guess fast forward to 2020 and you know, racism is kind of a thing that's being talked about now.
Again.
And every couple years, it like...
Yeah, it dies off and it comes back.
But, so I guess they decided that a lot of people already call them Lady A.
Yeah, most people call them Lady A.
To shorten it from Antebellum.
Yeah.
So they were like, we're just going to officially change our name to Lady A. Because the word Antebellum has racist connotations and whatever. And so this will just be better for everyone. But... Nobody on, I know for a fact, nobody on their
team,
nobody on their team did any kind of research. Nothing. They just decided as a band, we're doing this. And it turns out there's already a Lady A who's this poor old black woman who has been, she's like a blues singer that's been performing under the name Lady A for like 20 years. And so now she's upset that they have stolen her name. It is... I find it so hilariously ironic.
Yeah.
That in an effort to move away from... White people to move away from a racist name, they steal the name of a black lady. That's like as big of an oopsie as you could have.
Yeah, and now there's like lawyers involved and stuff.
So now she's... Yeah, and they were supposed to meet this week sometime. I don't actually know. Maybe I'll find out on Monday when I go to work if they have. But, she's met. She's very upset. She said that they're, like, it's their white privilege that prevented them from reaching out to her and talking to her about it. Which, God bless this lady. She has 19 monthly listeners.
That's more than
on
me.
Spotify. Yes. But you also...
But I haven't been doing it for 20 years.
You only have had one single.
Yeah.
And you retired from the music business.
I did. I retired early.
And,
early retirement.
You were just like, I'm going to go out on top.
Yeah.
One song and I'm done.
I was like a one-hit wonder. Except it wasn't a hit.
But...
Didn't even break the charts.
Well, that's because you retired before we even put the song out. There would have been more effort put into it. But anyway, so yeah, she's upset. And I guess she was supposed to talk to a lawyer and find out what her options are. And we'll go from there. But
which she doesn't own the name Lady A, so there really doesn't have much options.
Well, but it is anything.
There's lots of artists that have the same name, same song titles. How many song titles
song
are there?
Titles
the same
are,
song titles
are like, different, though. But no, but I remember it was like what I was reading. They didn't know if she actually had the name Lady A copyrighted or copywritten.
Yeah.
But even if she didn't actually go through the process of copywriting it herself, anything that she's had published with that name under the name Lady A,
yeah,
already gives it a copyright. So technically that name already does have a copyright on it.
Maybe whatever her publishing deal is. I don't know. I guess they'll figure it out. We'll see. They might have to change. They might have to be just Lady now.
Also, why
is it have to be Lady?
But it's two dudes and a girl.
Yeah.
So why are they Lady anything?
Because she was the lady. She's the lady of the band of her.
Why don't they call it?
Maybe they'll just change their name altogether to like Threes Us or something.
Threes Us?
I don't know. Three of us. Three of us.
But that was, well, people were really mad anyway that
that they changed their name.
Even before,
oh, yeah, they bowed down.
Even before the Lady A, the controversy with the other Lady A, it was people were really upset and said they're going to boycott their music. And yeah,
mainly like racist people, but
I just don't
like other white people.
But somebody, there was something that you just said jokingly that someone said seriously I saw, and I can't remember what it was now.
Racist people?
No. Something that you said was something that somebody else said.
Oh.
But like seriously.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember. But yeah, people were really mad and said that they're bowing down to PC culture and whatever. Which in some cases, I get that. But not in this one.
Yeah.
I mean...
Everyone already called them Lady anyway, so they're just like, fuck, we'll just make it.
I guess I just don't get...
It's really not a big deal.
But. Like, people who are so upset about something that doesn't affect them at all. Or like... Like, they're not doing anything wrong. What are they doing to get for you to get upset about?
They're bowing. I don't know. They're giving in to this movement. I don't know. They're just being whiny little fucking white people. That's all. They're just bitching because they can. Because they have their privilege and they think they have the right to bitch about it, whatever they want.
I hate it when, like, anytime somebody, like, talks about being against racism or whatever, you have all these people, like Bobby Bones' show, for example. Anytime they talk about racism or anything, all these people on their social media are being like, I thought you weren't being, you didn't like to be political, blah, blah, blah. You're always talking politics and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, why is being against racism, when did that become political?
That a bad thing?
Like, that should be something that everybody that can, you, the one thing that we can all agree on should be that racism is bad.
Yeah.
But
not
apparently,
if
not,
not if you're racist.
If you say racism is bad, then you're being political. Apparently,
let's say you know they're racist though.
Well,
it's like,
and I think
start reading, like, weeding them out.
I think people also have different ideas of what racism is.
Probably, I don't know.
Like,
I'm not racist. I just think white people should be better than everyone. I think they are better than everyone. I'm like, that's kind of racist. Like,
well, because to some people, racism. Like, thinking that white people are better than black people would not be racist. In order to be racist, you would have to, like, actually put that idea into action somehow.
Oh.
Like, you would have to act against a black person because they're black, and then that would be racist. But just having, like, thinking that black people aren't as good as you is not racist.
Okay, well, bless them.
Which, that is the technical, the dictionary definition of racism is that... is prejudice against someone because of the color of their skin, because of their race.
Yeah.
But then people are like, well, the dictionary was written by white people, and so...
It's true.
You can't take that word, that definition, seriously.
It was written by a man named Webster.
Merriam... Was the guy's name Merriam-Webster, or was Merriam a different person?
I don't know.
I don't know why I'm asking you, like, you know anything about dictionaries.
What do I fucking know about the dictionary?
Well, I don't know. You were just talking about Webster.
I just know it's called the Webster Dictionary.
It was a thought I had out loud. I don't know why I asked you.
I don't know if Merriam-Webster is his name or if it was like two people. There was one Webster, one Merriam.
That's what I just asked you.
Is it Merriam or Marianne?
It's like Merriam. Merriam-Webster.
Okay. I don't know. We'll have to look that up. But anyways, that's what's going on with them. They're now in a custody battle for the name Lady A.
Lady A.
Which I don't know how they could be in a custody battle when it was already custody.
It already, yeah.
It already belonged to somebody, but...
They're gonna.
But you know what? They're white, and they're gonna take it fair and square by either force or by the law with their rich lawyers and sheep, because the other person won't be able to afford such a great lawyer.
I mean, literally, like, I don't. They either are gonna have to share it, or
someone's got to concede.
Yeah, which obviously it would have to be her, but that would be like the worst story of all time. That would be like.
That won't make them look good.
That would be right. That would be horrible. A horrible look for them. It'd be hilarious, but it would be bad.
Yeah.
But also, you know, more people have heard of this Lady A than because of this story than ever would have heard of
her. I don't know.
I wonder if her monthly listeners have gone up.
Maybe.
What if the 19 was high because of this story?
It was only actually one or two, and then it...
Now she has.
Damn.
Y'all, when this story first came out,
she had 19 listeners
on. What was monthly it? Listeners. Friday? Was it Friday, I think? Thursday or Friday that I saw this. She had 19 monthly listeners. Today, Wednesday, June 17th?
Yeah.
She has 2,154 monthly listeners.
Wow, she's jumped up in the world a little
she's
bit.
She's doing... She might be like, you know what? Yeah, let's both use it, because this helped me a lot.
She would never have that. She probably doesn't even play anymore.
No, she does.
Does she?
She tours.
Oh.
But I think she tours, like, locally.
Yeah.
She probably sings in, like, little clubs and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of different tours. People, like... Someone said this the other day, like, at work. They were like... I was talking about one of my friends, and I was like, yeah, she tours a lot. And they were like, oh, like, with who? I was like, oh, she just tours by herself. They're like, oh, so she doesn't, like, really tour. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, well, she's, like, she's not, like, on a tour. I'm like, just because you're not playing, like, fucking stadiums and, like... huge shows with like Blake Shelton doesn't mean you're not on a tour. Like those are big tours. Those are big like national tours.
Well, also
tours, but like there's lots of musicians who tour who are just like all touring means is you're on the road playing your music in different locations.
Yeah,
like,
even
you can do that with or without a label. There's plenty of people that tour in their own personal vehicle. They just get in their car and they drive and they call clubs or whatever. They set up shows and they'll go like four or five different states in their own vehicle and sleep like wherever they can find a place to sleep.
My when I was in like junior high school, my cousin was in a youth choir at his church, and he would talk about how every summer they would go on tour, and their tour was like they would sing at three different churches like within an hour, but they would do like. In July, they would go to, like, one church and sing each Sunday, like, for the month of July. And, like, that was their tour. And technically, that is a tour.
Yeah.
It's just not, like, what most people think of as touring, but it is technically touring.
It's... it's... Yeah, it's whatever. I thought it was funny, though. Anyways, so that's what's going on
I think
there.
Also, like, people who aren't completely live outside of the industry...
Yeah.
They think of it as, like... When they go to a concert, they go to, like, a stadium and see a show like that.
Yeah.
So that's what they think of as touring. They don't think about, like, the smaller touring that, like, we know a lot of people that do or know of.
The real tour. I would actually argue that that's the real touring because these other yuppies, that their tours are like, oh, they have, like, first-class flights and they're staying in fancy hotels. We're like...
That sounds like the way to tour to me.
Nah.
No?
I think, like, real touring is, like... I mean, they still do it a little bit, like being on like the tour bus.
Oh, like Carmen.
Yeah, like sleeping on the bus. You're with the band, the bus. You're touring.
Which I think that's what most people do that are not like A-listers.
Yeah, they just travel fly around everywhere,
on the bus.
Anyways, that's what's going on with Lady A. You can kind of see what's going on there if you want to look it up.
If you want to check out, I might actually go listen to the other Lady A.
Lady A on Spotify, blues music.
Yeah. Soul, whatever it's called.
That's going to bring us to the end today. If you have any questions or you want to ask us anything or you want us
the movie
to cover
too.
Anything. Oh, yeah, we did watch a movie. I forgot about that.
We literally just watched it before we recorded.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that, I guess. Okay. We watched The Hunt. I know, right? I was thinking that too. Like, what the fuck is that movie? No one knows about it. I didn't know about it until.
Well,
I mean, I knew about it.
So it was supposed to come out last September.
Yeah.
But I guess something violent happened somewhere. And there was that combined with, I think Trump said, I guess from the previews or the trailers, people got this idea that the movie was about Trump supporters like being hunted and killed.
Yeah.
And so Trump was like, oh, this is awful, blah, blah, blah. And then like all these conservative people started like speaking out against the movie and all that. And so like, I guess everything, they just decided to postpone the movie.
And so COVID happened.
They moved it. So they moved it to March, and it came out the Friday before all the movie theaters shut down.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, that's really unfortunate timing. So like the movie opened on Friday, and then on Tuesday, all the theaters closed. So it's, I guess it's been available on, like, to rent on demand for $20.
Or just Redbox it.
Well, they just got to the Redbox. That's why I've been waiting for it, because I wanted to see it. But I didn't want to pay $20 to watch it. Yeah. So I just went and just now is at the Redbox now. So you could rent it for $1.80 or like two something for a Blu-ray.
It was okay. I mean, there's like a random crap load of like cameos in it and stuff.
Yeah. Like a bunch of like
kind of like
well-known
not,
TV actors.
Yeah, like a lot. Yeah, like I said, yeah, well-known TV actors. Not like big cameos of big stars, but...
Yeah, not like A-list movie stars, but yeah. It's like...
Also, that would have been funny though.
It's like TV actors who...
Who've been on their shows for like a respectable amount of time.
Who
like,
are popular enough to where they wouldn't just
like you see their face and you're like, oh, that person. You know who they are. You know what show they're from.
Like, they're popular enough for them to be too famous to have like a tiny bit part in a movie.
Yeah.
But if it, as long as it's called a cameo, then...
It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. But they probably get paid more for that.
It was pretty funny. It was a pretty funny movie.
It was like a...
It's literally just like the movie The Pest or The Most Dangerous Game, like the book
and the movie.
I've
never seen those.
It's literally the same thing. It's just like people being hunted by people. Except this time it's Trump supporters being
but
hunted.
It is... Well, they never come out and say Trump supporters.
No, but that's just like obvious.
The reason that...
They're conservatives.
Well, the reason that the conservatives got mad about in the first place and said that it was... Trump supporters being hunted is because they were called deplorables in the movie. And Hillary Clinton called Trump supporters deplorables. But I loved that they made fun of both sides.
Yeah.
The people being hunted were, not all of them, but there was a good amount of like really dumb things that conservatives say.
Yeah.
They're like the stereotypes. But then the hunters or whatever were also like very stereotypical, like what a
like liberal people.
They were it was almost like conservatives wrote the dialogue for the liberals and then liberals wrote the dialogue for conservatives.
Exactly. Cuz
it was all just like the really stereotypical things that I don't know, it was funny.
Yeah, but yeah, basically all these people get like kidnapped or whatever, knocked out, and then they wake up. And they're being like hunted, and they don't know what's going on. But it's
they don't
like
know
they're
where
all
they
like
are or
they're all like southern like redneck ish people, or like not all of them, but there's some like just people who are like conservative or really whatever.
Yeah,
and then the people doing the hunting are like like liberal people, I guess, and they're I don't know. It's weird.
Always having arguments about like
their correctness,
political correctness. Like you can't say that. That's racist or
He's like, oh, I'm sorry,
sexist or whatever. And then it's so funny.
Is that a kimono? It's appropriation, bro.
It's cultural appropriation.
It's pretty but
it's a crisis, baby.
It's a crisis, baby. Crisis actors.
If you watch the movie, you'll get that. You'll think it's funny.
It's
probably
a crisis,
too.
Baby. They have
those are crisis actors. They have a baby. It's a crisis, baby.
Go check it out. If you have a Redbox, go check it out. It's called The Hunt.
You can also rent it digitally. It's just, I think now it's like $5 or $6.
Yeah, but you do that. But yeah, anyways, it was pretty good.
Leave your home.
But yeah, this time, now I always sometimes forget to put the movie
Now I have to remember to take it back.
Yeah, you do have to take it back. But you can take it out of any Redbox. It doesn't have to be that one.
Yeah, but I don't know where another Redbox is.
There's usually
one at Walgreens. Doesn't have one.
No. McDonald's usually has one.
Yeah, that's true.
If you have any questions, you can contact us. I'm on Twitter at Nate Robles 1, NateRobles1, the number one.
I'm at Dustin Forie, DustinForie. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Bedroom Drinking, like the Facebook page, Bedroom Drinking Podcast, email us at bedroomdrinkingpodcast@gmail.com, and find us on Instagram at Bedroom Drinking Podcast.
Yeah.
Tweet
the hidden word if you want, the end of the show word, and we'll give you all a Twitter shout out next episode that we end up doing. I think this week it's going to be 5G pizza. So tweet us that 5G pizza, and we'll give you a shout out on the next episode that we do. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a good rest of your week and weekend. Be safe, and yeah.
Naked man.